I am genuinely struggling to believe that this is 40 years old, but it is. And Holly Johnson is coming to town to celebrate 40 years of this record. Frankie Goes to Hollywood solo hits as well. Tomorrow night in the Villa Marina. Came out in October 1983, went to number one in 1984, the first of three number ones for Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Unbelievable. But Holly, what I want to know is, what was going on before that? What was the road that led up to this lineup?
Well, in actual fact, I'd been in bands since I was 16, yeah. And that's 1976. And there was a previous version of Frankie Goes to Hollywood. After I'd been in a band called Big in Japan, and then I'd released a couple of solo singles on the Eric's label. I then formed a band. The first one didn't quite work out musically for me. Yeah. And the second version became the version that took off and was the band that you saw on Top of the Pops. Wow. Performing Relax in January 1984. Yeah. But we'd also appeared on The Tube, which was a much more important TV show for us in a way. It was a great show.
One thing I want to say, the sound that you and the band got, I mean, Trevor Horn must have really got involved hugely with making that happen.
Yes, Trevor was very concerned about the way his first record on his production company label deal with Island Records sounded.
Yeah.
And he spent at least 3 months just making that one track.
Well, it was worth it. When we were chatting before we started recording, you were telling me your dad used to work on the steam packet.
It was the Isle of Man ferries from Liverpool. And when I was very young, apparently I came then with him at one time, but I can't remember anything about it. Maybe I was a baby or something. But then later on, my elder brother worked on the Isle of Man ferry from Liverpool for a while. And, you know, I just heard stories about Manx cats with no tail and things like that, you know, and Douglas and Peel I'd heard about, and of course the three-legged insignia of the Isle of Man, which I always found quite interesting.
Well, we certainly hope that when you're here on Wednesday tomorrow, it's going to be a chance for you to see it and get a sense of the place as well. When you went on your own, I mean, were you nervous about that, not having the band behind you, or were you full of confidence?
Well, I was nervous about it in actual fact, but the whole atmosphere around the band and the record company was so toxic that I just had to get out of the situation I was in. It was affecting my mental health. We didn't talk about that back in those days or even realize that what was going on, you know, but it was really affecting me mentally and physically because it was such hard work. We were sent around the globe promoting Relax and Two Tribes and the Power of Love on an airplane every other day. And to the many, many TV shows like Top of the Pops that other countries had. And it was just a very intense situation. And because of the speed at which Frankie became successful and the whole controversy about Relax, we were under a kind of media scrutiny, much more than, say, other bands were in a way.
I guess the videos as well were so powerful for you. I mean, MTV, in those early days, your videos were so hard-hitting. I'm thinking, you know, when you got in that whole era of the launching of MTV and then, boom, you were there right at the front.
Yes, it was. I mean, the very first video for Relax, directed by Bernard Rose, was also banned by MTV at some point, and it was banned in Italy and it was banned here. So, you know, that created a load of publicity for the group. And then the Tube would have special midnight showings of Two Tribes because of the controversial nature of the video. So the videos were great, but there was all this other stuff surrounding them that elevated the whole thing.
I'm just going to play The Power of Love. But I know it's not really a Christmas tune, but it was a massive number one at Christmas. Was that just one of those things? Or had you got a little sort of an idea that maybe it would work at Christmas?
Well, there were religious references in the song, and we were actually on tour in the United States. We were sent out over there to try and get some sort of following going. But it didn't really happen for us in a massive way in the United States like it did in the UK. So we had nothing to do with that video. It was just sent to us. And it was like a Hallmark nativity film, you know, like a Christmas card. And we had mixed feelings about it at the time.
I can imagine.
And then Top of the Pops wouldn't play the video because the band weren't in it. So they had to create another version with a golden frame around it where the band made sort of cherub poses and looked part of the golden frame. It was when we got back to England.
I'll protect you from the hooded claw. Keep the vampires from your door. Feels like fire. I'm so in love with you. Dreams are like angels. They keep bad at bay, bad at bay. Love is the light, scaring darkness away. Yeah. I'm so in love with you. Purge the soul. Make love your goal. The power of love, a force from above, cleaning my soul. Flame on, burn desire. Tongues of fire, purge the soul, make love your goal.
I know it's a Christmas song, only in so much it was a hit at Christmas and it had a nativity video, which wasn't necessarily what Holly Johnson wanted when you finished the tune, but that's how it panned out. You're going to be here in our Villa Marina in Douglas, a place you may well have been to as a baby, in your dad's arms on the boat, but we can't wait. What have you got lined up for us?
Well, it's a Source of Greatest Hits show, really. It's celebrating the fact that it's 40 years in October since Relax was released. It hung around the charts for a few months, the nether regions, let's say, and wasn't a hit till 1984, but the actual release date was October 83. And it's also next year, the 35th anniversary of my debut solo album, Blast. We've made a special commemorative red vinyl edition and a red cassette, which I think you can only get from hollyjohnson.com. Some record stores may have it. I'm not quite sure. So it's anniversaries all round, really. And we play a lot of tracks from the Blast album, Love Train, Americanos, Atomic City, Heaven's Here, and we do a few others that have never been performed before from that album.
Fabulous. Just before I have to let you go, what are your plans for future music?
Well, I've started working on some of my favourite tunes, recording them like cover versions, and I don't know whether that'll become an album or not yet. As it's only just started to work on it. Who knows? I'm just concentrating on this tour and really enjoying it. The response has been fantastic. Wherever we've gone, I've got a great band behind me and it's just been so much fun. And I hope everyone in the Isle of Man comes.
It's full. It's going to be bouncing. We can't wait. Holly Johnson, here's to tomorrow night in the Isle of Man. Thank you.
Thank you.
At Americanos, he's here tomorrow night at the Royal Hall in the Villa Marina. Just a few tickets left, 600-555 or villagaiety.com. What a night that is going to be. 40 years since the release of Relax. Holly Johnson here on the Isle of Man tomorrow night. And thank you for joining us. Great to catch up with Holly Johnson.